Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. We're recording. This is the Arabic class. And today we're going to speak about the components of the language itself. So we have, in the language, we have three kinds. We have... Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Ibrahim room? Good.
Okay, so this is what happened. I was supposed to be in the classroom room, but then I met these two people. I think one of them was the principal, and they told me to get everyone to the bathroom room.
What's your name?
Nabil.
Yeah. Nabil Sheikh?
Yeah.
Yeah, you're here.
Wait, is he another one? Yeah. What's your last name?
We have Hania Ahmed and we have Hania Zakaria. You're Hania Ahmed, right?
What's your last name?
Angie Muhammad? The office girl? Oh, you belong to here. Is that right? What's your name?
No, not her, not her. The other Claudia. The other Sister Savannah's daughter.
Do you belong to here?
Or? No.
Okay. No. So sit down, sit down. So the language, the Arabic language, is divided into letters, taking notes, nouns. Either letters, nouns, or verbs. So, let's say, okay, لنتحدث العربية. لنتحدث العربية. We're going to talk Arabic. We're going to talk Arabic. هل عندكم الكتاب? Do you have the book? Yes. Do you have the book?
No.
Okay. So, let's look at page 63. And let's look at the first sentence, which is أذهب إلى المدرسة خمسة أيام في الأسبوع. Which is the first sentence on the top. It says أذهب. Yeah, let's see.
أذهب إلى المدرسة خمسة أيام
في الأسبوع. So, who can translate this?
Mm-hmm. I go to school.
Mm-hmm.
Nope.
So, أذهب إلى المدرسة. أذهب إلى المدرسة.
المدرسة school.
خمسة.
Five.
أيام. في. الأسبوع. Yes. So, مدرسة, school, خمسة means five. And أسبوع, أيام means days. So, this is these days. So, always have a vocabulary list to learn. Okay, so ayam is days. Isbu is week. And madrasa is school. Adhab is go. And this is two. And this is five. So you can see now. أذهب إلى المدرسة خمسة أيام في الأسبوع. Say after me. أذهب إلى المدرسة خمسة أيام في الأسبوع.
أذهب إلى المدرسة خمسة أيام
في الأسبوع. أسبوع means week. That's right. Week. Got it? Now let's extract the letters, nouns, and verbs from here. Okay. So which one is a verb here? Adhabu. So the verbs are adhabu. Adhabu. Adhabu is a verb. Okay. How about ila? Which is to. Ila belongs to letters. So you now understand letters are in Arabic. I don't mean the actual letter. It means like ila. It's like from, to, by, you know, these little articles, like we use, these are called a, you're not taking notes, these are called a. Okay. Okay. Al-Madrasa. Where does the madrasa go?
Nouns.
Nouns, that's right. Madrasa, nouns. Madrasa nouns. So this is al madrasa. Al madrasa. Okay. So khamsa.
Five.
Yes. Is it a verb, noun, article, or letter?
Letter.
Letters. So. You wanna?
Isn't it also like an adjective type of thing?
Yeah, but it's a noun. Five. So these are harf, and this is noun is ism, and verb is fa'l. So. Let's say here, harf, letter is harf, letter is harf, noun is s, letter is harf, noun is s, verb is fa'l. So we say harf, ism, fa'l, huh? Harf, ism, fa'l. Letter, noun, verb. Ism, harf, fa'al. I'm sorry, harf, ism, fa'al. So we said, here we have adhabu. And we have ila. We have a list of kids that didn't show up.
So all of them are like 30 or absent or...
They're confused,
yeah,
probably.
Okay.
So
Musa, he's supposed to be a TA. I'm going to go to the TA table, and see if I can get.
Ila al-madrasati. And then khamsat. Khamsat. Okay. Ayam. Ayam belongs where?
I thought Khamsa was a letter.
No.
It's a
noun.
Is it letter? Is
Khamsa? No, Khamsa.
Ayam
means days.
That's a noun?
Noun, yes. And this sentence is from page 63. Again, fi, is it harf, ism, or fi'l?
Letter, or how?
Fi, hiya harf. Fi is harf. Al-usbu'.
Noun,
that's right. Al-usbu'a is now. So, this is how to divide the language into nouns, letters, and verbs. Harf, ism, fi'l.
Would this be like our homework? To like classify what each letter or each word?
This is just the first one. We're going into a second one after I take pictures. All these chairs.